Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You know, we always want to hear from you and your opinions on the cases that we are following. You can reach out anytime. The phone number is 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything we are covering for you. There's been a lot of talk. We've been talking about the Lori Vallow-Daybell case and their connections to the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, as it's more commonly known. And there's a lot of opinions here, a lot of opinions, and I want to hear it all. And then I want to kind of break down what we understand about all of this and also kind of how Chad and Lori got to be where they are in their belief system. So we have actually two calls here. One, you know, very much, pro-Mormon church, and I'm not anti, I'm not pro, I'm in the middle. I'm just like, whatever, y'all do your thing. It's not for me, but I'm not going to tell you it's wrong either. And then we have another one that is going to be talking about how they believe that those teachings led kind of as a plateau, the ladder to the top of the diving board that Chad and Lori eventually jumped off of. They were no longer on the diving board or part of the diving board, but the diving board got them there. So let's go to that first call, and then we'll hear the second and discuss. Yeah.
My name's Rebecca. I'm calling from Utah. I have some information for you regarding the case in Camas, Utah. You made some comments about some cases in Utah and it relating to Mormonism. As a correction, that family they are not practicing LDS. Members. There were many indications of that, and we happen to know the neighbor that lived next to them, and that is not true. And along with the Daybells, they also are not associated nor believe what LDS people believe. I'd love to talk to you more about this.
And then she gives her phone number. But here's the deal. Yeah, I know at the end, these people were not practicing members of the LDS Church. But what you have to remember about that is they once were.
Yeah.
And that once were thing, the whole foundation of the belief system started there. Okay. I'm not blaming them. I'm not saying the LDS Church has anything to do with saying to go out and kill your children in the streets or anything like that. But you have to understand, you can't just distance yourself from it if you are a member of that, saying, well, we have nothing to do with her. Like, no. You actually do, because she was part of your church for quite some time. Same with Christian fundamentalists who go off the deep end and do sort of crazy shit in that, or any religion that takes their basis of their belief and then it gets bastardized somehow with an offshoot of it. And there are so many offshoots of LDS. And I cannot tell you the amount of stories and news stories I read every single damn week that have something to do with an offshoot of the LDS Church that are involved in some sort of criminal activity. Now, is it the LDS Church that is involved? No, it is not. Although we can talk about their finances if you want to talk about 60 Minutes. That's a whole other story. But when we're talking about murder, that is not in the tenets of it. But we will talk a little bit more about this and how some of those building blocks, I believe, led Chad and Lori and enabled them, enabled their beliefs to go where they did. They went off the deep end. They were not following it at a certain point, but yes, they were very much a part of this for quite some time. Let's hear this call.
Hi, Tony. My name is Tammy. I live in El Dorado Hills, California. Just listened to one of your podcasts. I can't remember the date since they're actually got dated. Anyway, but regarding your comments about some of the stuff being started by the Mormon Church or in Idaho, in Utah, you are on track with that one because the church is basically a cult. It's not true. And it's a mess, a lot of unrest going on with it. Just wanted to run that by you. And also regarding Lori Vallow, I was shocked to hear how many times throughout the trial it was mentioned that she went to the temple, her and her friends, her and Chad. You ought to do some research and check out what does it take to get a temple recommend. You can't just go into the temple, regardless of what your religious association is. And you might want to do some research into that because it's shocking to me that they continue to get temple recommends, that they continue to go to the temple while they were doing all of these appalling things. All right. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And what they were not getting into the temple by members of the church. They were certainly abusing whatever powers they had to go into some of these temples and such, and perform their rituals. The term eludes me at this moment, but I'm sure we'll get to it here in a moment. The sealing is what I'm talking about. That was when they got married, and there was several other things that Chad took it upon himself to say, I have the ability to do this now, although the church never gave him that. So it's a twisted story, but here's the thing. The Mormon Church, and I'm just speaking fact here. This is just how things operate. They use additional scriptures beyond the Bible. The most significant is the Book of Mormon, from which they get the nickname. Many use a doctrine and covenants and the Pearl of Great Price. It's all part of their teaching. So they have more stuff than your, I guess, average Christian church, which is why it's viewed as a different religion. They also believe in modern revelation, that God still speaks to his people today through a living prophet. This prophet is the president of the LDS Church. That's the only person that's the prophet. So the Catholics have the
convenient.
Pope. Yeah, the Catholics have the Pope, the LDS Church has this, and is believed to receive guidance directly from God for the direction of the church and the world. Now, an interesting thing about this is the actual Bible doesn't say anything about any of this, of this being a thing, but because you have Joseph Smith, who's in the picture here, who, he's the guy who started the LDS Church. He believed he was a prophet of God, and he was there to restore the true Christian church in the latter days, similar to biblical figures such as Moses or Isaiah. So the only problem with this is that Joseph Smith was also a fraudster and a con man before starting the LDS Church.
And that's where the problem comes in. Are you familiar with the BITE model of authoritarian control, Steve Hassan?
No.
So BITE, B-I-T-E, stands for behavior, information, thought, and emotional when speaking about controlling others and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's often talked about in relation to the Mormon Church and how, like, thought control and emotional control and information coming in and going out control are often used to possibly manipulate members to keep them within the confines of the church. And, you know, to each their own, I'm going to say whatever gets you through the day.
Sure.
But this, I've known a few, and I've also known a few who've like gotten out and said, whoa, what did I do there?
Yeah.
It's a very restrictive lifestyle.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of controlling going on in there, controlling your clothing, your hairstyle. You can't drink coffee because coffee is a drug.
Or tea.
Exactly. No caffeine. They dictate how you can live and things like that. And some could say that most religion is that way, but this is a very strict religion. So mind control tends to be part of this thought process.
It does. I mean, the fact that there can be living prophets, they believe it is only the current president of the LDS Church that has this magical ability to have one-on-one chat sessions with God. But if you understand some of these one-offs of the LDS Church that are not currently part of the church, this is where people within the church understand this concept. And this church says, well, this can be done. A human can, in fact, have these abilities. There's many people who break off and go, I have this ability. Look at me. I have it. Follow me. I'm going to start my own little one over here. And it is mind control, I think, to a certain extent, because there's so many cults then that have come off of the LDS church that have been very much about controlling women, very much about controlling money. And then at the end of the day, it's one guy that's fucking a bunch of women and turns out to be a criminal. It's just like what we see in some of these one-offs. Am I, again, clarifying, I'm not talking about the LDS church. I'm talking about the one-offs and how they develop mentally, how they break off and how they got this way of thinking in their mind in the first place and how it's different from some other religions out there. The story of Joseph Smith is also very interesting. Golden plates. Smith claims that he found these golden plates in the United States. And they've never been seen by anyone else except for a select few who claim to have seen them by faith. Critics assert that Smith invented the story and wrote the Book of Mormon himself and plagiarized it from other sources, where when you look at some of it, yeah, it does look rather plagiarized. Before the idea of the golden plates came up, which was a winner, obviously, they got temples, he was into glass-looking or money digging. Prior to the foundation of LDS Church, Smith and his father were involved in treasure-seeking activities. This is like the 1820s. Often referred to as money digging or glass looking. Smith was hired by people in his community to use a seer stone to find buried treasure.
Okay.
They'd hire him like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. He has this ability. He's using a seer stone to find buried treasure. Well, he was eventually brought to court in 1826 on charges related to this activity. It was fraudulent behavior. So he got kicked out of a lot of places for fraud. Then is when he started a bank at one point. 1837, Smith and other Mormon leaders started a financial institution in Kirtland, Ohio, called the Kirtland Safety Society. When the institution failed within a few months, many investors lost their money. Smith was accused of illegal banking activities and then fled Ohio to avoid arrest. He also introduced the practice of polygamy or plural marriage into the early Mormon theology. He himself had multiple wives. Critics argue that Smith initially denied practicing polygamy and that he had lied to his first wife, Emma, about his other marriages, which they also view as fraudulent behavior. The guy was a fraud. I mean, he was a fraud. Now, if you go and say, well, he can be forgiven of this, he maybe made some bad choices, but in the end of the day, he became this prophet. Okay, great, whatever the hell you want to believe. But he was involved in a lot of fraud prior to becoming the initial head of the church. But that was kind of a tangent. The thing that I'm talking about here, most importantly, is the building blocks and the steps that enabled this way of thinking with Chad and Lori Daybell. Specifically, that a individual can become a living prophet and priesthood authority too. Mormons believe that the authority to act in God's name, also known as priesthood authority, was restored to Joseph Smith and has been passed down through church leaders, and it's considered necessary to perform saving ordinances such as baptism. So that's really where you begin to get people that break off and say, I have this authority. I'm a prophet. The church doesn't agree with me, but you guys agree with me. I'm having these visions. I'm having this. I'm having that. And if you're already engaged in a lot of religious thinking or magical thinking, it's not that far of a stretch to understand how people like Chad and Lori Daybell can exist and can have one-offs.
Well, I think they get so engrossed in their belief system that anything violent or strange that they are doing, they can justify because they are so deep into what they believe and they believe it. You could probably put them through a lie detector test and they would come out as believing their lies. They believe that what they are promoting is true and is going to get them to the kingdom of heaven. They truly believe this.
And you push this on young or impressionable people, you can have horrible things happen. Look at Warren Jeffs. He was another one who was a fundamentalist. It was the Mormon fundamentalism. It again, not part of the church itself, but he broke his own off, took different tenets of that faith, and then created his own thing where he ended up raping children for many years. There's many of these. It's not super uncommon. If you look into the history of the various cults that have broken off of LDS, there's a lot of them. So yeah. there are building blocks there that do indeed guide people to this way of thinking. And one can argue, well, that's not what they teach. That's their own doing. Yeah, you're right. It totally is their own doing. But they did get there some way. And
yeah, they did.
And that's the part that I think needs a little introspection from that side of things. Now, if you want to talk about their $100 billion in real estate and holdings that they used to bail out private companies and the IRS not wanting to touch that with a 10,000-foot pole, that's a whole other thing. But there's a lot of corruption, as there is in many religions. I'm not just trying to pick on Mormons here. But there's a lot of things that go far, far astray from, I guess, what you know we call the traditional Bible, if you will.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to start a church?
You know, I think I've learned so much doing these shows. It wouldn't be hard.
No, it wouldn't be hard. I don't know if you ever watched John Oliver, but he talks about how easy it is to start a church. I mean, it's once you get it rolling, it's financially lucrative. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of them where, I mean, look at the way some of these fundamentalist preachers live and such. It's sickening. Oh, it looks like God, Michael Jackson's house at times. With the amount of like bling and gold and this and that, and it's all for the glory of God. It's like, I'm sorry, that's not what Jesus taught.
Well, and your private jet, don't forget your private jet, for God's sake.
And you know, you can do whatever you want. I don't like it when it's like, well, this is all for, like, no, it's not. It's for you and your narcissism is what it is. It's not. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting story, and it's interesting to try to understand how they got from point A to point B. A Mormon friend of mine, actually, is the one who kind of enlightened me on all that and walked me through how she believes Chad and Lori got to be Chad and Lori. Now, it's one thing to break off and do something, but there's obviously far more mental defects in those two to think it's okay to kill your kids. Right. But the idea of getting messages from the other side, from God, telling you to do these things. That sort of thing was set up early on in those other beliefs and then bastardized when they left. So it's an interesting thing to dive into. It's a dark rabbit hole. And I think it's important to be able to discuss those things without people being upset. Oh, you're misinformed. This is just facts. This is what it is. And if you add the dots up and how here's this person got to be here and there, that's just what it is. It's not like that debatable. It's sad. It's sick that people take what would be a peaceful religion and do this to it. But it happens all the time. But there's a lot And there is a lot that seemed to stem off of that. I don't know why exactly, but maybe it's because there's tenets that are issued in there that enable, you know, God complexes that some people have. So
that's, yeah, I think people just want to feel like they belong somewhere, and that just turns into an easy place for them.
And some people just want to be God as well. And that's also what happens. Murder in the morning. Hey, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us. From the Hit Killers Podcast,
Murder in the Morning. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.